That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, hour number two, and by the way, man, hour number one, if you missed any part of hour number one, I really encourage you, when we get a chance to get it up for you, to give it a listen. We had Frank Ritchie, retired president of the New Haven Fire Association, or Firemen's Association there, and of course, David Shostokas. But we talked about oaths and the importance of oaths, and why oaths are so significant. And I would really encourage you to learn more about what the oaths are about. And, you know, it's interesting. Article 6 talks about that there's not a religious test. Yet in order to take the oath of office, one has to understand, even if you're deciding, no, I'm not going to put my hand on a Bible, I'm just going to affirm, you have to understand that our founders created those oaths specifically to make people understand that there is a condemnation if you don't honor your oath. And it's and like it or not, and I said this in the first segment, Donna, you'll appreciate this. You know, people can say, oh, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. Well, you can say you don't believe in the wind either. But when you walk out your door and it knocks you on your butt, guess what? It's there. and so there you go. So let's see. Wow. All right. We want to talk about Black History Month. And as we were kind of warming up in the green room, I pointed something out to you that I thought was kind of interesting. Would that be a?
That's a way to describe it.
That's one way of looking at it, right? But you know, there's. I mean, you know, if you go through the list, there is a. Let's see, if you go to, where was it? Oh my God. Okay. So I was looking for the Italian American month. This just speaks to what we just were talking about. Actually, did you know there's an International Masturbation Month?
Oh my gosh. No, I did not.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's tied in. They put it with the same month as the Mental Health Awareness Month. I mean, how crazy are these? You know, I don't even know how they get their some of their stuff that they put in. But there's an Arab American Heritage Month. There is somewhere in here. There is an Italian American Heritage Month. There it is. Oh, okay. In October, there's an Italian American Heritage and Culture Month. There's a Polish American Heritage Month. But there's something else that's in here as well. And as I was looking through this, so February is Black History Month in the United States, Canada, and Germany. Well, guess who else decided that they needed to have a month?
The LGBTQ.
Yep. The LGBT has decided that they wanted a month, so they made the United Kingdom give them a month. Same month, I might add. Then if you go down to June, we have the African American Music Appreciation Month. And African American music has played a huge role, really, in American cultural music, and it's brought some very rich wealth to our music, but no, the LGBT needed to have a Pride Month to supersede the African American Music Appreciation Month. And so then you go a little bit further, you get down to October, and in the United Kingdom, Ireland, and Netherlands, they have Black History Month. Oh, no. We have to have LGBT History Month in the U.S. and Canada. Here's the bottom line. The LGBT movement is the agenda that is destroying the bodies of both little boys and little girls. And it's not temporary, it's permanent. The hormone damage is permanent. The mutilation, the double mastectomies of 12 and 13 year old girls, hysterectomies at 14, 15, 16 years of age, those are permanent destructive acts that have these young ladies and these young men in their 20s contemplating whether or not they're going to continue with their lives, because grown adults with perverted minds have destroyed the lives of these children. And they have subsequently attempted, Donna, to usurp and push themselves and call it a civil rights movement when I'm sorry, but I know I'm not sorry. When the reality is that it is a perversion and it is a hairy male anus attraction problem, and they need psychological help, and until they changed that in the psychology analysis books, they actually used to say it was a mental health illness, and they provided people with assistance. They tried to help them rather than affirm a lifestyle that is destructive to them and society as a whole.
I mean, it's outrageous. But what they've done is try to legitimize really what's a sin by making a correlation between African American, the struggles that African Americans have had in this country, and their desire to legitimize their lifestyle. And that's wrong. They've always said that somehow what they were pushing to achieve was equivalent to what African Americans have gone through. That's so far from the truth. But what they've done is, you know, unfortunately, they bullied a lot of the civil rights leaders, not only in this country, but in other countries, to actually overshadow the struggles of what African Americans have achieved. And that's the part that's so disheartening. You know, even that everybody's heard a lot about that advanced placement Black history course in Florida. What people don't know is, and what people may not know is, it was the genderqueer theory that they wanted to add to that course that had nothing to do with Black history. In fact, most African Americans, when it comes to this issue, are the most conservative when it comes to this lifestyle. And yet they've still managed to force their way into this story and what we've achieved and what we still are trying to achieve in this country. You know, this group makes up less than 1% of the most elite individuals in this country. And yet they're saying that they have a struggle, and they're forcing their lifestyle onto everyone at the detriment of really people's mental health, their physical health. And why we're not calling what they're trying to do to kids abuse, I don't understand, because that's exactly what it is. If I was sitting in a workplace and people were talking about sexual issues, it would be considered harassment. But somehow preschoolers and kindergartners can be forced to listen to this kind of deviance, and it's considered education. Really what it is duress. It's undue influence of adults to push a narrative on kids that really are not capable of understanding. They lack the maturity. They're not in a position to understand what they're doing. And they're also blackmailing the parents into going along with the program. We should have more outrage about what's happening in this school. We should have more parents that are sitting there going, listening to the medical field, that's actually looking at the dollars that they're going to make off of this. Because if you have a child that comes in to, for a routine doctor's exam, you get X amount of dollars. But if they perform these surgeries that, like you said, are irreversible, and not to even, that doesn't even include the psychological impacts it'll have later on, they can make tens of thousands. And somebody has to stop this. I mean, we all as American people have to stop this. There is no way that you're going to tell me that fighting for the right to be able to participate in a capitalist, free market society is the same as right. individuals whose net worth is higher than most American families.
Well, and just to back that up, you've got, you know, a story out of the Boston Globe. Four parents are suing the Ludlow schools for a policy that affirms transgender. Four parents have filed a lawsuit against Ludlow School Committee and several school officials claiming they violated their rights by choosing not to tell parents when children seek to establish a new gender identity at school. Again, in Florida, a Florida mom is filing a suit after the school helped to transition her child without her consent. And she says this is happening all over the United States and gives multiple examples of that. Back to Massachusetts, parents are taking children's school to court, alleging teachers encouraged their children to change their pronouns and names without the parents' knowledge. And by the way, the National Sex Education Standard states, and we're going to take a quick break and come right back on this, but states that at 8 years of age now, they must teach hormone therapy and masturbation to eight-year-olds in school as part of their sex education program. Ladies and gentlemen, they are perverting and indoctrinating your children. And you mentioned the 1%, and it used to be 1-3% claimed the LGBTQ lifestyle. Now, polls are showing, Donna, that that number is as high as 39% in the 18-25 age group. Yeah, seriously. George Barna's poll even shows that number. And here's the kicker. They told us, oh no, we're not indoctrinating your children. The stories I just gave you, the lawsuits that are being filed, the National Sex Education Standards, and the new polls prove that for the last 20 years, they have been working diligently to do exactly this, to try to manipulate the minds of innocent children, destroy their conscience, and literally along the way, lay waste to a nation. Back after this.
Oh my gosh.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Donna Jackson, NationalCenter.org, Project 21, Black Leadership Network. I know we began on this road, and I did want to point out how the LGBT has been hijacking Black America and the civil rights and all of that, and trying to use that and foment that. And I think honestly that they have wanted to try to foment that division. Things like CRT, that element loves to see that kind of stuff go forward because it raises the civil rights thing again back up to the top so that they can co-op it. What I'd like to get to is some of the positive aspect and why it's so important that we recognize, whether it's Italian-American history or Polish history or whatever, the purpose of those months and Black History Month is not to denigrate America. It's not to talk about all the negative things. In my mind, it's let's honor contributions of Americans from different backgrounds and celebrate how America has allowed success. You know, Barack Obama, and you can argue his dad was maybe Middle Eastern and he was of mixed background because his mom was absolutely white, 100%. But nonetheless, he celebrated as the first Black president. Here was a man who had an opportunity to come into office, and it would have been like it was a culmination. And there were a lot of people, left and right, who voted for him because they really believed, okay, this guy is really going to try to bring us together. He's really going to try to bring positive change. And what a statement it makes that America has elected its first black president. And Donna, he did everything opposite of celebrating the reality of what had really happened in our country.
He really did. He brought more division. Actually, I think that before he became president, we were more united and going in the right direction. And once he got in office, he did everything to stoke this kind of fear and anger against other races. There is no other place in America, there is no other place in the world where black people are more prosperous, have more opportunities, they've achieved more than the United States of America.
More millionaires.
Billionaires.
Billionaires even, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We have entrepreneurs. We have people that have invented great things, created their own colleges. There are millions of people crossing the border illegally today that are people of color.
Yeah.
If this country was so racist, why are these people coming to the United States? Because the United States represents opportunities for all, and people are willing to risk their lives for that. This notion that somehow we are so systemically racist is something that socialists and communists are pushing to try to destroy the country from within. But it's not the dream of people like me. It's not the dream of even, I would say, generations that of black Americans like Frederick Douglass, like Booker T. Washington, who all believed in this country. One of the things that we should remember is Black History Month came about because black Americans celebrated Abraham Lincoln's birthday and Frederick Douglass' birthday. Abraham Lincoln's birthday was something that African Americans celebrated every year since the end of slavery. Frederick Douglass' birthday was something they celebrated. So we, the African Americans that were freed saw Abraham Lincoln, a man whose skin was white, as a contributor to their freedom and what they could achieve. And so I think that we need to remember that today.
Absolutely. And celebrate that, and celebrate all of the amazing opportunities that have been created and that exist in this wonderful country in which we live, rather than going back and deciding that America and essentially rewriting history and going against the historical record and the historical facts that have a great record of the American fight and struggle to recognize all men as being created equal. Donna, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this. We'll continue to talk more about this through the month, but I do greatly appreciate you being with me today. I'm sorry that we're running out of time here, but as always, it seems like our time goes so quickly. It's wonderful to have you. Thanks for being with me. NationalCenter.org, Project 21, Black Leadership. Donna Jackson, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Rick Manning joins us on the other side. We're going to talk about China coming up right after this break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Yeah. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome to the program my good friend from Americans for Limited Government, Mr. Rick Manning. And I'm trying to get the proper graphic here. I don't know where the graphic is that's up there. It's very interesting. No, that's
okay,
not
okay. Well, I just want
anyway,
the graphic.
I don't know. You're not who the screen says you are, but that's okay.
It's got a different graphic for me. Oh, yeah. How exciting.
Yeah. All right. Here you. Oh, there you go. Now, okay. No, now you were trying to be me. Now you're you. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, welcome aboard. Good to have you. I'll tell you, the other thing was, I'm and it figures. So last night, I shared several things in what I thought was my, create a story on Facebook deal. So now I've got Reels. Now, did it do it that way? No, I guess not. So yeah, I sent these things to my story last night, and they're not there anymore. But we were talking about the China and the balloons. And when I was on Instagram last night, and maybe it was Benny Johnson. Let me see if that's who it was. But at any rate, it was a guy by the last name of Green, and he was making some commentary about us being maybe distracted a little bit, and he pointed out several different things that were coming out in the news. But you go. Let me do this. Let me have you start and talk to me about your thoughts on the balloons and the things flying over our head. And we had a train derailment in Ohio. Mm-hmm. We had a truck turnover on I-10 in Arizona, both toxic chemical spills.
Right.
And then we have all of these supposed objects. And the, one of the excuses that I heard as to why we're all of a sudden seeing them is well, we're paying, we've suddenly decided we're going to pay closer attention. And we've turned on some higher level of scrutiny, but you mentioned that they were like, yeah, but the first set of balloons we never saw. So the contradictions are pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, on the balloons, I think the single most important thing is our NORAD, the head of NORAD said, oh, well, we weren't seeing these things because we weren't looking for them. And it's a, so apparently, our first line of defense was a rancher in Montana looking up and saying, hey, I don't think the Death Star belongs above us. And apparently that was our first line of defense, not that people were spending hundreds of millions of dollars on, billions of dollars on, who are supposed to be, keeping their eye on this kind of stuff. It's telling that apparently they have the capacity to look at all of us and do facial recognition and try to track where we were and look at where our cell phone is and all that kind of stuff. They do that. But apparently you send a balloon, we put a balloon, a directed balloon, is emitting radio waves, and you put it up in the sky, and we don't actually notice it entering into our border. And this idea that we shot down three additional balloons that were different than the one we shot down in South Carolina, and the report that they had recovered no debris from them is pretty incredible, given the fact that we knew where we shot them down. We should have had an eye on exactly where the debris was falling. And presumably, because we knew we were going to shoot them down, we should have had people in relatively close proximity to be on the spot when they fell. And so it's astonishing that stories were being told. And I use stories because I think you have to be a pretty naive fiction reader to believe that stories were being told.
It certainly seems to be suspect. To say the least. Now, I was just looking on Instagram. Stu Peters has up some pictures that have been sent in to him regarding damage to vehicles 70 miles southeast of the Palestinian incident. It's really quite dramatic. Get this. There we go. It's really quite dramatic. The amount of significant damage. It looks kind of like some kind of acid burn, or you know what I mean, that like a chemical burn on the vehicles. And this is coming down mixed in the rain that's coming down 70 miles southeast of the Palestinian incident where the
okay, it's Palestine. These aren't Palestinians.
Oh, Palestine. Yeah, sorry, Palestine. It's yeah. Palestine, Ohio.
Yeah, East Palestine, Ohio. It is not. Let's not conflate regions. But yeah, the fact is, this happened on February 4th, and I consider myself to be a pretty astute follower of the news. And I didn't find out about it until 2 days ago. And because there was a rumor that Tucker Carlson was going to do a segment on it. And so I started researching it. And I don't know if Tucker did this segment or not, but the bottom line on it is there's been a major environmental disaster that occurred on the Ohio River or near the Ohio River that people worry is going to affect the entirety of the drinking water that comes out of the Ohio River is going to. And obviously, if you're getting effectively acid rain as a direct result of it, imagine what's happened to the lungs of the people who lived in the immediate vicinity. They did, in fact, evacuate all the people out of Palestine, East Palestine, Ohio, shortly after the rail derailment occurred. So that did happen because they were going to do it because what they decided to do is to drain some of the rail cars that had not exploded to drain them of the toxic chemicals, of the explosive chemicals, and do a chemical burn to try to get rid of the liquid. And so what they did is they basically put it all in the air. And so now, since it's in the air, it's, you know, it rains and that, and the, you know, ends up in the raindrops, and 70 miles south, you've got burns on cars. And we know that there's a lot of animals turning up dead, as a direct result of this.
Well, it's, you know, so we've got this obvious natural disaster that's happening, you know, there that has been completely underreported. We've got the situation down in Arizona now on I-10 and there are neighborhoods that are reporting issues for them down there. That is, again, I think to some degree underreported. And you know, now there's also been a lot of buzz coming out in the last last week or so. Yeah, 2/8/23, New York Post came out with an article by a Seymour Hersh claiming that the U.S. Navy was behind the Nord Stream 2 pipeline explosion, which has created a great deal of buzz. Whether or not it's true, we don't know, but it is.
We know the White House has denied it.
Yeah.
We also know that Joe Biden said out loud in front of a camera, if Putin invades Ukraine, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline will never open. Okay.
Yep.
So it could mean that we're going to stop it politically, but shortly thereafter it blew up. It is there were reports at the time when the Nord Stream 2 pipeline blew up. A lot of people in Europe were saying it was a U.S. operation, and it's now the fact is if it was a U.S. operation, we essentially committed war against Germany, and it changes the entire dynamic of the Ukraine war because we took action that forced Germany to pay a real economic and personal price for Germans to have to pay that based on killing that pipeline. And if it comes out that that was true, there are very few things that are would be as damaging to the United States as that information, as that being true.
All right. We're going to take
a quick reputation.
I agree. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll have more Chosen Generation Radio coming up with Rick Manning. There are implications in all of this of a very chaotic leadership. And I guess part of the question, Rick, that we should examine and look at is there a pathway back to some kind of sanity in light of the fact that we have, you know, we don't have control of a Senate. We have a Supreme Court, but that is a very slow process, and we want it to be. We don't want a nation run by a judiciary. And we have an executive branch that seems to be completely and totally disconnected with reality. Back with more of all of this, and we'll talk about this with Rick, who, I believe of most anyone that I could talk to, Rick, I think you have the greatest clarity of what's happening up on the Hill. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you. Other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. UltraShot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com.
Keep a wonderful opportunity that we have put the borewell here in this community. And with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Gideon and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell, we are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us. And we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you. God bless and God bless you, Pastor Gideon, and God bless all the Chosen Generation Ministry. Thank you. God bless you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me.
It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And this is Rick Manning. I want to welcome Mr. Rick Manning back to the program, Americans for Limited Government. And so, Rick, you know, we talk about, and I have talked with people repeatedly and encourage them to watch a video called Disinformation. It was produced by WND. I like the people at WND. I think that they put together good information, and it's done by a former communist, a former Russian. It's the guy who actually helped write the book Red Horizon that Ronald Reagan used in his understanding of Gorbachev, which I think was significant. But it also falls in line. As a former United States Air Force Russian linguist during the Cold War, I can tell you that the things that he talks about from a strategic perspective and what I was briefed on, this is exactly the kind of stuff that I was briefed on as a Russian linguist, preparing to understand who I was intercepting communications with and what to look for.
Well, yeah, one of the challenges that we have is not knowing what's true and what's not true. And I will tell you, you asked in the going into the break what Congress is thinking. And I think Senator James Langford, spoke for a lot of members of Congress yesterday. He was being taped and they asked him, well, you know, what do you know? He said, I just came from a confidential briefing and I have more questions. And this was over the balloons. I have more questions now than I had going in. Yeah. And he didn't reveal any of the things that happened in the briefing, anything they were told, but his response was, we didn't get many answers. And they're now, and the answers we got created more questions than any sense of calm. Pastor Greg, this is one of the things that I found to be most amazing about the balloon incident. I'm going to focus on that because everybody knows about it and it's easy to see. A president of the United States in the past would have taken to the airwaves and would have used all the pictures in the White House, all the White House backdrops you could get to get people, to have people calm down, assure them that we've got stuff under control. Don't worry about it. All is good. Okay. Even if things weren't under control, a president of the United States would have attempted to do that. The fact of the matter, we have not had that occur. And now we're being told that a whole, you know, bunch of narratives about the balloons that don't make sense. And as a result, and we have a senator saying it doesn't make sense. So I think what Congress is trying to do is they're trying to sift through the disinformation to try to figure out what's true and what's not true. And unfortunately, as we've discovered over the last 3-4 years, much of that disinformation, actually 6 years, but much of that disinformation, malinformation, and misinformation comes directly from our U.S. intelligence services. We're attempting to manipulate us, and we can't. And so we used to be able to trust what the U.S. government says, and a lot of us have come to the conclusion that we have to trust but verify what they say. And if you can't verify it, they've used up their free cards in terms of trust us. We're doing what we think, we're telling you what you need to know.
The problem with it, but see, this also is a part of the 45 goals of the Communist Party.
I know.
It which is to cause this distrust in our institutions, to destroy the credibility of the quote unquote American government with the American people. And then what you are then able to do is you're able to insert outside messaging and create narratives, and yeah. Now you're swaying swaths of people with these false narratives and disinformation. Because there is no standard of information where anybody says, oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, Greg, I agree. I know all that's true. And I'm pretty cautious when I say things as a result. But what we know is on the balloon thing, the minute Joe Biden got attacked for not shooting down the balloon before it ever got to Alaska, the Department of Defense came out and said, Unnamed sources told the New York Times that two balloons had flown over one over Texas and one over Florida, and Trump didn't shoot them down. Okay. And so then the Trump administration people said, we were never told about any balloons. And the defense people said, well, you know, no, they backed away from it. But just yesterday, a Department of Defense spokesperson said, you know, we should be thanking the Biden administration for the great job we're doing, because we're now discovering the balloons, whereas balloons were flying over America during the Trump administration and nobody ever saw them. So going back to the original lie that they planted, the Department of Defense planted with the New York Times, and then using it as credibility for future talking points, when in fact they could not have. Here's what we know. If there were balloons during the Trump administration, they either saw them or they did not see them.
There you go.
They saw them, and they did not tell the White House, then they committed treason.
Yep.
Okay. And because they were afraid what the White House reaction was. So that's the real challenge. If they did exist and they saw them, the Department of Defense committed treason by not informing the president, briefing him. And if they did not see them, then they're blind, and we have a big intelligence problem, because we can't protect our borders even from the sky.
And yesterday, Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that the U.S. fired an F-16 missile at one of the unknown objects near Lake Huron on Sunday, and oh gosh, we missed.
We missed,
but don't worry. Yeah. The missile just landed harmlessly in the lake.
Yeah, we fired a $450,000 missile,
and we missed
a heat seeking missile at an object that doesn't emit much heat. Okay, heat seeking missile, and when we could have put an A-10 in the air and zapped it and killed the balloon and it cost us about $100 in ammunition. So no,
there was also some indication that I read on some private chats that said that the pilots had equipment interference that came from electronic equipment interference that their jets were hit with as they approached the balloons. That was odd. Okay. That was.
Let's look at what the implications of that are. If they can put a balloon up that has a self, can protect itself from our most sophisticated war fighting machines.
Yeah.
And has that self, has
30 seconds. Yeah. 30 seconds. Yeah.
We're in worse shape than we think we are, because if we can't defend ourselves against a small balloon, I mean, we're in deep.
The reality and the problem with all of this is we don't know how much trouble we're in. We don't know how sophisticated these balloons are. I also saw a video that talked about how balloons like this could be used to actually cause tremors and earthquakes because they were used by utility companies to find oil lines, gas lines, and electric lines. And so, you know, and now we have all these other irregularities that are going on. Coincidence or some of this tied together? We don't know. Maybe we'll find out some of that by our next guest with Newsbusters. We're getting into that right now. Rick Manning has been my guest. We're going to take our break. Back with more. Hour number 3 straight ahead.